Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
Alley Show.
Hell yeah, look at that. The week has come to an end and we're together again. Oh boy.
Oh lord.
I'm gonna get that checked out.
I don't think you can.
No, I can't. You're right. I actually did go to about three places yesterday trying to find myself a rapid test.
Why?
What have you been doing, man?
No.
Yeah, what have you been, why are you like freaking out about getting a rapid test?
All right, listen.
And why are we in the same room if that's the case?
I feel fine.
How many times has this question been asked, Allie?
I don't
Multiple,
know,
right?
Omar. And you know what? This pisses me off because this is a risk to me.
Oh, stop
you
it.
You being unsafe is making me and my unborn child unsafe.
First of all, we're 6 feet away right now, you and I.
Not with her stomach, you know, that kind of like, well, you know,
that's
takes
true.
It down.
That's true. Her like particles can get through my belly button.
Allie's stomach is always 4 inches from anyone. It's gotten that big right now. No. I feel great. I feel fine. I feel 100%.
Then why do you need to get a rapid test?
I got a tip off that it's going to be even harder to get them next week, and you're going to have to start showing them. Yeah, and people are saying you're going to have to start showing them if you want to go or do anything. So I was trying to get one or two on the ready. I'm not trying to hoard them or stockpile them.
How much are you willing to pay for one?
And regular price, face value.
No, you are willing to overpay tests.
I'm not any day of the week. No way. No way.
I'm just saying, my kids are going to get some free tests today, dude, and I've been willing to part with them for $1,000.
What? But don't they have to take the free ones and you have to show the results?
It's a volunteer. It's voluntary. You don't have to. There's no, you have to do it.
How much are you going to sell one to me for?
$1,000. Are you going to take it?
For one test?
I think that's a great deal.
Hold on. Whoa.
I'll give you two.
2,000?
No, two tests.
You think I'm going to buy two rapid tests?
Knowing you,
for $1,000?
Yes. Possibly.
Sucker.
There's a good chance.
You take Venmo?
I do.
Idiot. I'm not doing that. I know a guy can pay like $50 for them each, but that's even crazy.
How much are they regularly?
Like, well, 25.
$25.
And also, they can be free. I mean, they should be free.
They are free.
Yeah, right. They're free if you...
You just
got to wait.
Got to wait. And you know me, I hate lines. I don't like lines.
You hate lines, but you love, for some reason, the hustle of finding tests.
I do love
the
hustle.
I feel like it's this weird thing for you where you're like, I don't know, I got to go find a test.
Allie,
and it's like, why are you doing this to yourself?
That's his conquest?
Yeah. After the show today, I got to go find a test.
I've learned about myself
like
through this whole process? Because I think what's happened these past few years is other parts of our personalities have come out under the guise of COVID in this world. My degenerate gambler in me that loves the unpredictability, loves the rush, loves the feeling of I don't know what's going to happen. I've learned that I've got a bit of an addiction to the process of
finding a test and getting
also just that whole process of like, is there going to be two lines? Is there going to be one line? Is it going to be two lines? It's one line. I don't know. Like, I go through that whole thing, guys. I go through all of it.
That's
and it's
crazy.
It is crazy. You're right. It is. I mean,
I can't wait to get around a bunch of people who also need to be tested for COVID.
Who possibly have COVID
and wait in line with a bunch of them and just, I don't know. Do you not have COVID by now?
It's remarkable. That's the other thing, too. It's like now, as they're telling you more and more, and like yesterday was another one of those days where I got texts from a few friends, people I hadn't seen in a while, Allie, don't worry. People I haven't seen in, a month, but they're like, I'm not going to be hunkering down for a while. I got the COVID. And that was kind of the thing that was going on. And I go, I'm glad I didn't hang out with this person, because some of these people were like, hey, let's all get together, last weekend. And, we've all now taken a step either in that direction or away. When June found out this week that her sister had it.
Mom and dad.
Mom and dad had it. Oh, but hold on. Both sit. June, who has it now in your house?
Everyone, and now my brother has it too.
And you haven't seen any relatives in how long?
Over a month.
Yeah, because you've been quarantining yourself.
Right.
June, you moved out of your house at the perfect time.
I know, I agree.
June was living at home, going to college, 4.0, said, that's it, I'm saving some money. Obviously, June's getting paid very well here at this radio station.
So well. Don't know what to do with
and
all
she's
the
like,
she bought her second home.
Bought a house right there on the ocean. And she's like,
where there's no COVID.
Yeah, and she just said, I got to get out. But she moved out of her house within the last, 6 months. And soon
they're
as
like, thank God she's gone. Let's all get COVID.
As soon as June moved out, COVID moved
COVID
right
party,
in.
Baby.
Unbelievable. We're here. We're live. We're interactive. We love you. 800-520-1067. It's K-Rock. Good morning. 1067 K-Rock. It's Friday. It's Klein. It's Allie. It's Omar. It's June 4.0. And it's you on the phone to 800-520-1067. That appreciation for the interaction, you have no idea what it means to us. And it could mean $100,000 for you. Final day today for you to go ahead and get in on that 100K for the way. Also, speaking of which, the scale is back in the studio, which means we take our final trip. Final trip to Pound Town. Yeah, it's been fun the last few weeks guessing the weight of Allie's baby, because that could score you $100,000. There's nothing fun about us being forced to step on the scale and realize that we've either put on a ton of weight or lost a lot of weight. The goal was that Omar
originally... No one's lost a lot of weight.
No, no one has.
I've lost like a pound.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I saw you yesterday.
Yeah, maybe No, no. I think I'm down from what I originally started from, though, still.
I think by like a couple pounds.
Yeah,
but I think I've put on like 60 since we started.
Yeah, I mean, once, when Allie hops on the scale, everyone's going to want to call and change their guess on the way to your baby. Because the scale is here. We take our final trip to Pound Town. The original plan was... Allie has to gain a certain amount of weight while pregnant. That's the goal. When you are pregnant, you need to put on pounds. Omar was going to try to go pound for pound. Lose a pound for every pound Allie gained.
That was stupid.
That was a terrible plan. Today,
you would have had to have lost 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Omar would look amazing.
Been so thin.
Oh, dude. You know what?
God.
Omar.
I would have looked emaciated.
Done it, you would be... Your OnlyFans that you're launching next week would be fire, dude.
Right?
Because
I
would be like in the best shape of your entire life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at this.
You'd have no strength to do videos.
That is
now,
true.
I can't click the button.
Little bed.
I can't lift this camera up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, lots and lots to get to on today's show. And, of course, the interaction comes early and often. Plus, we'll give someone the chance to hopefully start their weekend early if we can squeeze in around to beat your boss, which is what it's all about. The GOAT line is there for you as well at 844-956-GOAT. Love hearing the messages, especially when we get here in the morning. You remember the guy we heard from on Monday that gave us that great hack, Allie, about keeping your cereal in the freezer?
I wouldn't classify that as a great hack, but sure.
What are you talking about?
People I thought it was a little overrated.
This guy says he leaves his Frosted Flakes in the freezer, the box of cereal, so that every time he pours in the bowl, the cereal stays colder longer and crispier. And a lot of people said they've been doing that all week, and this guy's like a genius.
A lot of people have been doing this all week.
I saw a couple of people on Instagram
really?
Actually doing it.
Yeah. Allie, it's catching.
I was with some people texted in and were like, who is complaining about that their milk is too hot? Like, what?
it's not about that. You can go next
like,
level.
Who cares?
Anyway, this guy's back, and he thinks he's outdone himself with another one of his pothead hacks. Listen.
Klein Allie Show. Happy 420. I'm glad you like the frozen Frosted Flakes. I'm telling you, if you're making,
one more word would have completed that. But
I like this guy because he's 100% authentic. Like he can't finish his thoughts, his sentences.
Moving on.
And no matter what time he calls, it's happy 420.
Happy 420. I'm glad you liked the frozen Frosted Flakes. I'm telling you, if you're making pot brownies. Bacon bit brownies.
Whoa!
Wow. Look at this guy. I mean, is this guy on fire or what? This guy.
Dude, that sounds amazing.
He's on point.
He's lighting his bowl on fire.
He's on point.
He's
with bacon bits in your brownies. It's sweet and salty. I love the show. Your boss is a dum-dum.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, a dum-dum. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Maybe bring some of those brownies down to the station, sir.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I'm with him on the sweet and salty front. That is the perfect combination.
Don't hog them all to yourself, pal. We take ourselves a quick break, but when we get back, you'll have your first shot to call us, 100K for the way. Don't be a stranger unless you're one of those handsy types. You can always interact with us, 800-520-1067. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show on a Friday. Of course, love the interaction early and often. Your first shot at 100K for the way is coming up in the next, 10 to 15 minutes. So I hope you're listening intently and ready to call us at 800-520-1067. What's up?
Oh, Holy crap. What's up, Clyde? What's up, Allie? Oh, my God. I'm a huge fan. Love y'all's show. Oh,
we love you.
Well, thank you for that. We appreciate you very much.
I'm on my way to go get COVID tested right now because I got exposed at work, and so I'm taking the long way just so I can listen to y'all for a little more.
Oh, jealous, Klein?
How'd you find that COVID test, man? You want to give me the intel? Or?
Oh, man, I'm going to Kaiser because I'm an in-network member, so you got to get on that, man.
Wow, cool. In-network? Kaiser!
They call Kaiser the Soho House of Medicine.
You're definitely right about that, man, but love y'all the show, and boss is a moron.
Are you freaking out? I mean, is it one of the instant tests where you'll have the results immediately?
No, I got to go home and wait, unfortunately, quarantine, and just wait it out. I'm double vaxxed and boosted. Haven't gotten COVID since this pandemic started, so I guess my luck finally ran out, you know?
Yeah. Who did you get exposed to? Like, how close was your exposure?
Oh, he was my my parking sergeant. He finally texted us today in the morning. He was like, yeah, guys, take the positive. So y'all better go get tested, too.
And what is, like, did you share a sandwich with the guy?
Did
you tongue kiss?
No, nothing like that. But most definitely, we were in the same vehicle, so.
Brutal. All right, good luck, man. Keep us posted. And if you stick around at home, we'll be on your smart speaker hanging out with you for the next few days.
Love it. Can't wait to listen to y'all.
Thanks,
take care, y'all.
Current affairs. We give you clues. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Oh, it's the greatest way to learn. You probably drop out of school right now and just learn everything you need to know about the world based on Allie Knows the News. And if you don't like those professional intros, well, maybe you'll like this one submitted by a listener on the GOAT line.
Allie has swollen feet and milk-filled boobs. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Great.
That trumpet kind of sounds like a milk-filled boob.
It sure does. Just when I thought we would never get new interest for Allie Knows the News, they just keep on coming, and we greatly appreciate the interaction. Let's say hi to Stephanie on the phone right now that would like to battle Allie and take her down. Stephanie, good morning. How goes it?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing quite well. No one has taken $100 from Allie all week, and we should go ahead and put that to an end immediately and let you be the first winner.
Absolutely.
As she leaves the studio wearing her bomber jacket and her incredibly stretched-out T-shirt right now. It's time for Allie Knows the News.
Allie Knows the News.
Hold on. I can't start the question until she's officially out of the studio. Oh, she grabbed her mask. She had a double back for her mask right there. All right, and now she is sequestered. Here we go. This YouTube video is the first to hit 10 billion views. Da, 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 da. 10 billion views. Da, 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 da.
The cat playing the piano. I don't know.
Move over, Willy Wonka. Budweiser is hiding this color can in its cases. And if you find one, it could be worth $1 million.
Gold.
One comedian and one musician went to LAX to pick up Bob Saget's car and return it to his wife. Name either the comedian or the musician.
Jeff Ross.
Domino's isn't raising their pizza prices, but they are going to give you less of these in your order. Oh no, Domino's.
The little red pepper flake packets.
Interesting guess. All right, we're going to stiff these people three flakes of red peppers. That'll get them. And finally, WCW stands for Woman Crush Wednesday on Instagram. But what does WCW stand for in the NFL this weekend?
Wild Card Weekend.
All right, Stephanie, you played this beautifully. I think you could go ahead and leave here with $100 of Allie's money. Allie, before you even start answering these questions, you might want to take the $100 out of your purse and put it on the table.
Really?
I'm just saying, Stephanie did decent. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Allie is going to have a shot at it now. Yes, as you
Stephanie,
know, I'll score
down.
It together. Stephanie did all right. That's all I'm going to say. Here we go. You winded?
Yes. I am.
This YouTube video is the first to hit 10 billion views. Da, 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 da. 10 billion views. Da, 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 da.
He's terrible at
Can you
that.
Repeat the question?
No, I can't. I'm done. Allie, I'm done.
Baby shark.
All right. She said cat on the piano.
Oh, great. That's a great one, too.
Allie said baby shark.
Cat.
Allie is right. Clearly, my spot-on performance of that song. The only reason it hit 10 billion, by the way, is because aren't they using it as torture in other countries?
The CIA was.
Yeah, the CIA is using it as torture. That's why.
And they're definitely going to YouTube for it.
Move over Willy Wonka. Budweiser is hiding this color can into its cases. And if you find one, it could be worth a million bucks.
A million dollars. Goodbye.
$1 million.
Gold.
All right. Stephanie said gold. Allie said gold. That's a point for each of you. Allie's up 2-1 right now. One comedian and one musician went to LAX to pick up Bob Saget's car and return it to his wife. Mm. Name either the comedian or the musician.
John Mayer and
Ross. Oh, wow, Allie. Bragging.
I get a twofer.
She said Jeff Ross gets the point. Allie said John Mayer gets the point. That's true. It's a beautiful video if you haven't seen it yet. It is 3-2 Allie over Stephanie going into question number 4. Domino's isn't raising their prices of their pizza, but they are going to give you less of these in your order. Oh, no, Domino's.
Wings.
Okay, she said red pepper flakes in those packets.
Oh, well, that's probably true, too, honestly.
But the correct answer is wings.
Yeah.
They're dropping the wings in the order. I know.
So they're giving you one less packet, or they're giving you a few less red pepper flakes?
I don't know. Her theory was less pepper flakes in the packets. I don't know. And finally...
We're giving people way too many of these.
I don't think you can come back at this point, but WCW stands for Women Crush Wednesday on Instagram. But what does WCW stand for as it pertains to the NFL this weekend?
Wild Card Weekend,
all right.
Baby!
Well, you know what? Stephanie, Allie got, I think, them all right, which is unfortunate for you. So what must you now say loudly and not so proudly?
Stephanie from Carson and Allie Knows the News.
Klein Allie Show. K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock. Klein Allie Show. And, a lot of people on the phones right now because they want in on 100K for the way. But fear not. If I don't pick up your phone line now, you'll have 3 more chances after this one to get your guesses in this morning.
But that's it.
And then that's it. Then we're going to go ahead and pull this thing out of Allie immediately. So, if Omar, if you want to get a Swiss Army knife and get in here, we can go ahead and make that happen later this morning.
Why do we need a Swiss Army knife?
Don't worry about
it. I'll do that and I'll go boil some water.
Boil water.
Yep.
That's how I get some leeches. Yep. That's
doing
how they do it.
1300 style, yeah,
hipster
baby.
Hipster style, huh? Let's go ahead and say hello to caller 20. Caller 20 is... June, can you put these people all on hold, please? June, thank you. The phones are locked now.
She loves the chit-chat.
She does love the chat. You're actually talking to who will be... Hello, who are you?
Hi, my name's Rosalie from Walnut.
Rosalie Walnut, congratulations. You are caller 20.
Yay.
So don't mess this up now. You get to guess the weight of Allie's unborn baby boy, and if you are exactly right, you have a shot at $100,000. All right? What is your guess?
My guess is 7 pounds, 12 ounces.
Okay.
And I checked the big board here. 7 pounds. A lot of the sevens are taken. 7'4", 7'6". No, it's 7'12". 7'12" is not taken yet. It's yours, Rosalie. Congratulations. 7'12" is your number. Hold on, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Have a great Friday.
You as well.
She sounds like she weighed a good amount when she was born.
Oh, my God. Allie is fat.
I'm saying the opposite.
Rosalie,
I'm saying like a nice petite, like
Allie
a 6'9er.
Allie's saying you sounded like you were a fat baby.
No, I didn't say that's not what I meant at all.
You a fat baby?
Do you know what you weighed at birth?
No, but I'm pretty sure I was like around 6 or 5.
Yeah,
slide right out. That's a prom night baby right there. That's a little slip out. Whoops.
We managed to both offend her.
She started as a friend, and I feel like she left as an enemy. I can't figure that out.
We done.
You know, if you did not get in on the 100K for the way, I want to give you a chance to win some money really quickly. We did promise we'd give you a quick Klein's Lines as we get you into Wild Card Weekend. Rams obviously playing. Not so much for the Chargers because of what happened last week with the Raiders going fourth down.
That was so unfortunate.
Disastrous end. I will give you a quick lock for this weekend if you want to make some money. I don't know if you've heard this, but gambling, especially on sports, is becoming a multi-billion dollar industry.
And they're off. It's time for Klein's Lines.
So let me just give you the quick line. And Allie, I know you think you're better than me because everyone gives you theme songs on the GOAT line for your Allie Knows the News, but I got news for you. Someone is so impressed by all of my correct picks I've given this season.
Klein's Lines.
See? I got that going for me as well.
That's great.
That's awesome. So we got that going
for
us.
That's just the beginning.
Rams are favored by 4 at home against the Cardinals. That game is happening on Sunday. You got Kansas City. City against Pittsburgh. Kansas City, a huge favorite there. But I'm going to go back to that Las Vegas Raiders team, and I think they got a lot more damage to do. So listen closely. Even though they are a six-point dog going into Cincinnati, I like the Las Vegas Raiders. Not necessarily to win, but I think they will cover, maybe lose by a field goal. Take the Raiders. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate you. New hour of the show kicks off after this on K-Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, Garth, you know where to find me.
Right here on 106.7 K-Rock Klein Alley Show. That's what we call talking tough with the boss.
Hey, Garth, you know where to find me.
That's right. It's time for your ADD news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for some ADD news. My therapist says I'm good enough.
So we're reaching this new turning point in the COVID surge. The surge, by the way, expected to last well into February at this point. So exciting. And this is always a fun indicator. The LA Zoo has announced they're going reservation only again. They are starting to limit the capacity of these big venues once again. And because of that, everyone is flooding to Disneyland like crazy right now.
Because I think it's about to...
Yeah. Pictures of people waiting in line to get in first thing in the morning are insane. Some of these pictures, it's like the most people I've ever seen in front of Disneyland.
Klein, you going to go today?
Yeah. So when you hear about this, you pass hole.
Yep.
Do you think to yourself, well, I got to get in there and ride another Space Mountain?
Yeah.
You know, guys...
the mouse.
I like Disney. His name's Mickey, you dummy.
Whatever.
I like Disney as much as the next guy.
You love Disney.
First of all, I don't love Disney.
Yes, you do. Don't. If Mickey Mouse were sitting in here right now, you would say, I don't love you. You would get a picture.
Mickey Mouse is not even one of my top five favorite Disney characters.
Okay, then what are your top five?
Let's rank them.
I'm not falling into this trap.
Who's your number one? Tinkerbell?
Steamboat Willie. Where it all began.
No.
Going back old school.
What's your top?
Top one?
Is it Lightning McQueen?
It's the guy that does the churros. Sells the churros.
Come on, for real. You have a favorite.
You guys think... Let me tell you a couple things. I lived in L.A.
Is it Encanto?
I love Encanto. Brand, don't talk about Bruno. I lived in L.A. for 11 years before even going to Disneyland one time.
Yeah, and then you fell in love with it. It's okay, man.
Yeah, just be an adult and say I love Disneyland.
I think that there's something about the vibe there. It's the same reason, you know, I love Vegas because Vegas has a vibe to it. I like Disneyland. They do a good job of pumping in that vibe. And when you're in there, you feel like all the other, you know, as you've probably noticed based on Allie's news story right now, the world has felt like a very uncertain, scary, weird place for the past 2+ years now. And when you go into those Disney gates... it's got a different feeling to it.
You have one ride that you can do before.
I don't even like rides.
What's the one ride that you're like, I gotta get in?
I'm telling you right now, I'm not the type of person. I haven't been. I was there when they opened Avengers Campus. I didn't even go over to it.
So you're telling me you go just for the ambiance?
Yeah, that's
really?
Right. I go for
that
the ambiance.
That makes you even lamer. Don't say that.
What the hell?
I like to walk around.
I don't want thrills.
I like to walk.
I just
want to
walk down Main Street and see a candy apple.
I like everyone having a good time. Everyone's happy. I like eating a giant turkey leg, soaking it in. That's what I like.
Okay.
If I had to pick my favorite ride, it's the one that they shut down for being racist. That's the one.
No.
The mountain one.
Okay, so do you think this woman is evil or genius for something that she has admitted to doing on first dates? It's a tactic that seems desperate, but she claims it works every time. And what she does is that when she's on a first date with a guy, she's hetero, at a bar, restaurant, or whatever, she'll send herself drinks so that the guy she's with thinks that she is in demand. So she'll go to the bathroom typically, and then she'll have a little side conversation with the bartender and say, hey, have, you know, send over a drink from whoever. Because she claims guys, they thrive in this competitive atmosphere. So once she gets back to the table, the bartender will be like, hey, here's this drink brought to you by that guy over there who didn't really buy her a drink.
Mm.
But it makes the date feel like, oh, I got to lock this girl down because every time she goes out in public, people are buying drinks for her and wanting to pick her up.
I don't know how I feel about that.
She's also sent herself flowers.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. There's someone who works here that I'm convinced sends themselves flowers on a regular basis.
No. What? No.
June, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, what? June knows what I'm talking about.
Is this somebody we know?
Yep.
Yep, we all know.
What?
What? Who is it?
I'm not going into it.
Who the hell would send themselves flowers?
Not going down this path, but someone here.
Interesting.
Packages, big flowers arrive on a regular basis with a lot of, I love you, you're my favorite. And we're convinced that they're being, it's an inside job.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to make everyone be like, wow, that person is really cool.
Yep.
But it works, doesn't it?
Sure does. no one's ever sent us flowers. You know, one guy named Tiny who drops off vodka once in a while.
Mm.
I like that guy.
Well, I mean, the problem you run into with the bar situation is if everyone at the bar is ugly, it's like that guy over there bought you a drink, and it's like some 8-year-old perv.
As an ugly guy, though, let me defend the uggos for a moment when I say this. It doesn't matter because it's all about
The demand, right?
It's about all of a sudden I'm with something or someone that is in demand.
Well, it's the fact that a stranger who does not know who I am is going to spend $10 to $15 on a drink for me just for the chance to talk to me, though I'm on a date.
What a bold, ballsy move if it was really happening. Some woman is on a date with another person and you're still going to send drinks over. Yeah. I know she's doing it to herself, but like, what kind of guy would really do that anyway? Like, that's a weird thing.
That's some BDE,
like,
I was trying to think,
if I was at dinner with my wife and some guy sent over drinks, I would be like, make sure he sends pasta also, because I'm hungry too. Thank you.
Does it say if she accepts the drink or does she turn it away?
She accepts it.
She accepts it?
Mm-hmm.
So then she's paying her,
she's spending money on which she thinks goes back into the relationship.
But that's a bad move on her part, accepting the drink.
Is she just waving to the general vicinity of where this fake... Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
A wild story.
Like, that's Lord. Weird. All right, and finally, I just wanted to share some good news, a silver lining, if you will, that's come from some of the recent losses we've had. Betty White and Bob Saget meant a lot to so many people, but they were also very well known for being genuinely good people. And since Bob died, there's been a lot of donations pouring in for his favorite charity. It's the Scleroderma Research Foundation. They got $90,000 in donations right after he died. And then one of the people that Bob works with just donated another $1.5 million and offered to match anybody else's donation. And then, of course, there's the whole Betty White Challenge, people donating to a bunch of animal welfare groups that lead up to her birthday. So, hey, pony up a few bucks if you can.
I'm not trying to brag.
If you don't send drinks to a random stranger.
I threw $50 at that charity.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I thought about it. I should have done more, but my gambling has not been great lately, so.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You just did a donation flex, but then said I should have donated more.
If I win this week.
Instantly felt bad.
So how much did you bet
on versus donate? I bet more than I donated.
How much money have you bet?
I don't
want to
get into it. I'm not talking about it now.
Oh, it's in the hundreds for sure.
So you bet $500 to $1,000, I'm sure. And then
you kicked a little 50 to win.
Are you going to Vegas?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you're going to Vegas.
Allie doesn't want me to talk about it. That's why you're getting your stupid COVID test. Allie, you're getting a rapid test
so you can get on the plane and go to Vegas.
Fine.
Hold on,
bye.
Guys. I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Not getting on the plane. Driving.
You're going to drive to Vegas today?
Yep. That's the plan.
God.
Yeah, that's a bad plan.
I feel so bad for that car.
Yeah, it's a terrible. I don't blame you. It's going to be a terrible experience for all parties involved. We take ourselves a quick break. We're back with more show after this and another shot for you to go 100K for the way. Cash Baby will be ringing or crying in the next 7 minutes. Be ready to call. Be ready to win. It's K-Rock.
Clyde, Allie, show. KROQ.
Are you lactating? That's a great question. Just looking at Allie. Yeah, I don't know. You can start doing that now, even though you don't have a baby yet. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, and that is the question. Are you lactating? Because if you are, Allie, someone here is very thirsty.
Cash, baby!
Has that started yet?
You know, I think it can start, like, if anybody were to give a suckle, I think it would just begin.
Oh.
June, get in there.
But
June,
someone has to put, you have to put your mouth around my entire areola. That's what I've learned.
Would you let,
not just the nip.
Would you let someone do this in here strictly to exploit your body?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
There's nothing in it for me, but yeah.
Caller 20.
If you can do it through the mask.
You get the 100K for the way. Caller 21, you get to come in here and suckle on Allie. So, I mean, it's really win-win. 100K
ween,
for the
ween.
Way. It's a ween ween. That's funny. We will take caller 20 right now. 100K for the way. Could score you $100,000. 800-520-1067. K-Rock. I got into a car accident yesterday.
What?
For maybe the dumbest reason ever. And I'm telling you, there are real dumb ways to get in car accidents. Like, there's, yeah, oops, that happened, and that's terrible. And then there's things that were, like, very avoidable. Mine was very avoidable, and I did it anyway. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. I'll tell you what I did in a moment, and would love to hear if you've been involved in a dumb car accident, which is very different than a standard car accident. There's car accidents, as we said, like roads were slick, or, you know, guy ran a red light. Like, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about you did something stupid and it led to a car accident. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. No one injured, not a lot of damage, but what I was doing was maybe the dumbest thing I could have been doing, and it did lead to some bumper to bumper action.
Just because I know you, I mean, you're a person that when you're leaving the building, it seems like you're about to get into a car accident.
Yes, very distracted.
Because
I'm a very
you're a distracted driver.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going to go ahead and place a prediction that this has something to do with food.
You're not wrong.
I knew it.
Tell you what happened in a moment, then we'll take your calls and your stories on the air. Of K-Rock first, though, we got to clear out some of these lines. So let's say hello to caller 20, and that is you. Hello, who are you?
Mirari.
You're on K-Rock. Good morning. Hi. How goes it?
Good morning.
You're caller 20. Good morning. That means 100K for the way. A guess, if you are right, you got the shot at $100,000. What is your guess of Allie's soon-to-be-born baby? Could come out at any moment now.
6 pounds, 13 ounces.
I'll take it.
Is 6'13 taken
yet?
Let me see. Hold on.
Water weight. Don't worry.
Just water weight. Allie's going to give birth to water. 6'13 is yours. Congratulations. We're going to go ahead and write down your name, which is what again?
6 pounds, 13 ounces.
All right. And you are Mirari. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Mirari is on 6'13. All right, keep listening. When Allie gives birth, if that baby is 6'13, you have the shot at 100K. And thank you for checking out the show on K-Rock. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mirari right there.
Mirari could buy a Ferrari.
6'13. Let me think. $100,000? Could she maybe a used one?
Really?
How
much
expensive?
Are they?
Oh, she couldn't get a new Ferrari for 100K. No way.
Wow.
What? How much are they?
I've never bought a Ferrari, but I know.
Well, then how do you know?
I think they start at 250. I think they're like 250 is the starting price. June, look up how much a new Ferrari would cost. I mean,
You could lease a Ferrari.
Questionable. How's your credit, Mirari? Just kidding. We're not going to get into that. So yesterday, Allie was talking during the show about how much she wanted to go get some Chipotle after we left the studio. And I said, oh, man, we're like just out of sync. I had Chipotle yesterday after the show. And then I was thinking about what Allie said.
We're always on sync with our periods and off sync with our food.
It's wild. We sync up. Full moon. So then I was thinking about what Allie said. It was kicking around in my head. And I finally, I drove by Chipotle and I have this, it's unfortunate that
As someone says the C word, you gotta follow through.
There's two words I love and they're both C words. One of them I can't say on the radio, one of them I can't. And I, of course, immediately stopped, went in. Got the burrito.
Oh, you want burrito?
Yeah, which is usually...
you usually go bowl.
I know, but my plan was to eat while drive, and I was trying to be responsible.
It is hard to eat the
bowl
while driving.
And the burrito bowl while driving always ends up all over my lap. So I'm driving, eating the burrito, and a little part of the burrito kind of falls out but gets caught, stuck on my seatbelt. Like, falls out right onto my seatbelt but by my shoulder.
a desirable piece?
Yeah, it was a it was a chicken piece that had a little of that cheese when it just starts to melt on the chicken.
Yeah, you can't let that go to the waste.
And as I am attempting to lick it off with my face, as opposed to using my hands or anything else, I just turn my whole head down to kind of lick off the chicken. I smash into the car in front of me.
No! Oh now, you rear-ended somebody?
Yeah, but not going. We were already stopped. See, we were stopped at a red light. The light turned green, so it was kind of that moment where everyone just kind of lets their foot off the gas a little.
Right,
off
so
the
you
brake.
Assumed they were moving forward.
I thought they were rolling. So I was just kind of rolling. And I thought they were rolling, and they just weren't rolling yet. And so I kind of just rolled it.
So you tapped them?
Tapped them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to stop and do the little damage check, and everything was cool. But right.
Did you keep the burrito? You were holding the burrito while you
did
the check?
Yeah, did he walk out with the burrito? I did he apologize? Hey. Sorry, man. A burrito, dude.
Yeah. I left the burrito in the car, but I realized after I got back that I did have, like, guacamole on my chin. So,
was this an old lady or like a guy?
It was a woman. It was a younger woman. Mm-hmm. And I said, it was probably your fault for the accident just because you're a woman, you know? And she said, no.
She was like, I know.
Yeah, she was a younger woman and she was driving a nice car and she said, what happened? I didn't want to say, because you do that thing where you're like, oops. And I want to say, I was trying to lick a piece of burrito off my seatbelt that I smashed into you. So I just said, like,
roads.
It's weird. It's like gravity, gravitational pull.
God.
So I'm
you can't admit fault, too.
But I felt, I didn't want to admit fault right away. Mm-hmm. Let me get my lawyer. So luckily, no damage. And
you did the walk around. There was nothing.
Yeah, we parted ways. But I was thinking, is this the dumbest reason that anyone's ever gotten into an accident? And I bet you the answer is no. So if you can one-up me. Love to hear from you now. 800-520-1067. Have you actually gotten into a car accident because you were doing something incredibly stupid, like trying to eat a piece of fallen burrito off a seatbelt? Good luck topping that. We'll take your calls and we'll get into it all after this on K-Rock.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Nothing cool about getting into a car accident, but I don't believe all car accidents are created equally. Some are truly accidents. Couldn't have seen that happening. Oh, man, a tree fell out of nowhere and steered to get out of the way. Sometimes, though, it's just pure idiocy, as was the case with me yesterday. I was eating a burrito while driving. I was responsible. I got the burrito instead of the burrito bowl because I knew I wanted to eat it while driving. When a little of the innards of the burrito fell out onto my seatbelt, I, like a dummy, decided to turn my entire head down and try to lick it off the seatbelt as opposed to, you know, what a normal person would do, which is get a napkin and wipe it away. So as a result, I smashed into the car in front of me.
And the sweet irony is that you bought the burrito in the first place to avoid an accident.
That's the whole thing.
If you had gone bowl...
Probably
wouldn't
have been an
issue. Because
you're eating the burrito bowl, you're extra careful because you're like, I know this is irresponsible. So
especially those little shreds of lettuce, they fall all over the place.
Can you top me? Did you get into a dumber accident than I did? I double dog dare you. Hello.
So I was just chilling with the window down and something smacked me in the ear and I look over and it's a bee. And I did what any, you know, grown manly man would do and freak the F out. Tried to flick it out of there and then smash.
It smashed into what?
I smashed right into the guy right in front of me, brand new Silverado.
Jesus Christ. And you tell the guy, like, sorry, sir, I was terrified of a bumblebee.
No, I tried to play it off like I was cool and I was just not paying attention.
I don't like rules. I just hit people.
I don't pay attention to the rules of the road here. It's a good one, dude. Thank you. All right, Rocco, what is the dumbest reason you got into a car accident?
All right, I was at a stoplight. It was summertime, changing out of pants into shorts. The day was getting hotter. Thought I'd be slick and do it without putting it in park. Car was in drive, had my foot on the brake. Slipped my pants off, went to slam my foot back down on the brake, and instead I slammed it on the gas, lurched forward, and slammed into the back of the truck in front of me while in my underwear at the stoplight.
Yeah. That's funny. I know. The clothes...
a ballsy move to try and change your pants.
There's a real skill. I've changed shirts before, like while driving, which I don't recommend either. Dangerous move. But like the changing of the pants while driving has got to be super tricky because of the pedals. And right, if you're not in park.
Well, yeah, and it's the first thing everybody asked me is why the hell didn't she just put it in park? And I didn't have an answer for it. I was 19 years old.
And did you get out in your underwear?
I was able to kind of finagle the pants partially on, and I was like pulling them up as I was falling out of the truck to go deal with the situation.
This masturbator slammed into my car.
Well, I'm sure that's probably what they thought.
Right.
Alejandro on K-Rock this morning. What is the dumbest reason you ever got into a car accident? And is it dumber than trying to eat a burrito off of your seatbelt?
Well, I'm trying to back into this parking spot at a parking lot in front of a store. And I'm trying to do this while picking out a booger. As I'm picking it out, I start kind of losing my grip. And I think maybe I should just wipe it off on the steering wheel. And as I wipe it off on the steering wheel, I veer over to the right, and I back right into the car immediately to my right.
So the booger,
you
the wiping,
are a winner,
the wiping of the booger on the steering wheel moved the whole steering wheel and steered you into another car.
This one small thing led to a insurance claim. Yes.
All right. Good. Well, all right, I'm just glad. I feel better about now. But I didn't think
no,
there'd be
that's
any...
all state stand.
Yeah, even that guy who's like, we've covered that. He's like,
has seen it, booger didn't cover it. He's
like, we have never covered that. That is absurd.
That is so gross.
It did not
that's
happen.
Great.
Well, these are good. We have to take a break, unfortunately, because we got to give someone the opportunity to beat their boss and start their weekend early.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at. So if you would like to battle your boss on the radio, a winner gets to go home and start their weekend early, turn a two-day weekend into a three-day weekend. Give us a call now, 800-520-1067. We'll get into some Beat Your Boss and more after this on K-Rock.
Klein Alley Show. K-R-O-Q.
106.7, K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Happy Friday. And, we got opportunities coming up very soon again. Listen for cash, baby. Call in 100K for the way. Could score you $100,000 if you would like to battle your boss on the airwaves of the radio station. Start your weekend early. You can also hit us up on the DMs or call the exact same number we've been giving you all morning, which is 800-520-1067. Our text line, we found out a moment ago, has just crashed. So, unfortunately, we cannot see your text messages. Hit us up on the DMs if you're into that sort of thing on Klein Alley Show on the socials, or you can call us at 800-520-1067. But the text line is down, down, down. June, is that's company-wide, you're telling me?
Yeah, company-wide.
Okay. Did someone forget to pay a bill again? That's usually what happens around here. It's embarrassing stuff. It really is.
Like when they have that thing that comes up that's like, do you accept the data rates or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, they're like, no, this company's like, no. right. Yeah, we need 99 cents to keep your entire text operation open for all of your radio stations.
Decline.
Nah, I don't know. Right. Not in the budget this year, guys. Sorry. Well, anyway, maybe that gets up and running again, but I'm going to assume probably not. So if you need us, the phone's the best way to get in touch with us today.
Yeah, call us.
Or on the Twitter, Instagram, at Klein Alley Show.
Klein.
Yeah.
You know how I like to share some of the greatest and gayest sports highlights every single week.
Every
gayest
Monday.
Gayest sports highlights of the week.
That no one else does.
Everybody
else,
looks forward to it.
Everyone gives you highlights, regular highlights. Mm-hmm. Allie only looks for ones that sound super gay.
Yeah. Every high snap goes into the gayest sports highlights. But there are also many things that we say on the show, mainly you and Omar, that sound very, very gay. And I have been compiling some of these the return, the triumphant return of the gayest show highlights of the week.
I don't like this. We start the week with gayest sports on Monday, and then you're ending it on Friday with gayest show highlights of the week?
It's a bookend. Yeah, it's like an Eiffel Tower.
That's pretty put it that way. Nothing gay about that. All right, here we go.
Here are the gayest show highlights of the week.
Hey, Ben, how big's your dong?
That liquid meat is what got me back in.
Should have gone nuts to butts. That's the moral of the story.
Always, that's the answer. Nuts to butts.
Maybe we could shoot that and put it up on my OnlyFans.
You should have gone bigger, I think.
Oh, I love open box.
Bigger, girthy. It's all about the girth.
Girthy, garthy.
Oh, yeah. Allie could do 9. No issue.
Touch his sweet dippers.
It's not about that at all. It is.
Or swallow it, whatever it is.
Nuts to butts. All right, next time.
Hey, do you mind holding this and filming this? Does it say you can take a D better than a joke?
Yeah.
That's true. And we will make sure to squeeze you in.
Hey, Garth, send me a picture.
Those were your gayest show highlights of the week.
They sure were. My good God.
And curtain.
Well done. Yeah, let's all take ourselves a bow. Omar, you get in front of me. Let's bow together.
Bow, here we go.
Klein Alley Show.
Hell yeah. 106.7 K-Rock. Klein Alley Show. Interaction. Totally live. Totally local. And as Omar likes to say,
totally loco.
That's what he does. with confidence.
Isn't that it?
Is that it?
It's not catching fire. You know what? I got bad news for you. You tried to get that Totally Loco thing going, but people are a much bigger fan of Sweet Dibbits and The Double Deuce Is Loose and Your Boss Is an Idiot. Those seem to be the three things
people
that people
are still dong-donging it, too.
Yeah, people are still double-donging. Yeah, they do love the dong-dong.
Yeah, but the Dibbits is strong. I like the Dibbits.
The Dibbits is strong. Yep. The Dibbits, I'm shocked there was not more Dibbits in the gayest show highlights of the week. Or more dong-dongs.
There were a couple sweet Dibbits.
Thank you for your participation. Love to hear the callers in that as well. If you interact with the show, you never know what could be used against you later on, and that is why we love you and appreciate you so much for coming back to K-Rock, part of the greatest comeback story ever told. This hour on the show, more opportunities for you to get in on that guest. 100K for the way. You got two more chances. One this hour, one next hour, and then we are cutting Allie open and pulling this sucker out.
Oh, my God!
Throwing it right on the scale. And speaking of scale, our scale is in here as we take our final trip to Pound Town and figure out exactly how much weight Allie has put on, how much weight Omar has lost, and
you're going to be hopping on it as well?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to say 193 again, like it does every week, no matter
same.
How much.
You've been working out, right? You're on that Peloton all day.
I've been, not
yes,
all.
Yes, we know, because he's been sending me videos.
Oh, what?
This is like a Peloton thing.
I didn't
you start
send
doing it, and you're like, look at this video.
I
look at, oh,
first
look
of
at
all
the music that's playing in the background.
Not,
just
I
to
sent
show me that you're doing all your stupid videos.
I sent Allie a video because I was on the stupid Peloton, and they were playing the Begging song.
I got you sent that me. You sent that to me,
yeah,
too.
That, yeah. Guys, I couldn't believe it. We can't escape the song.
I'm working out, guys.
No,
but by the way, it's about the song.
I'm trying to get fit.
I was shocked that, you know.
Also, I knew you'd pick her, too.
Who did you pick who? What
Olivia,
pick?
The instructor.
She's the best one.
She's so hot.
She is the hottest
She's
one.
She's like the hottest
She
one.
Is so effing hot right there. I sometimes just sit on the bike and watch videos of her. I don't even pedal. And she's beautiful.
She is.
I don't even
beautiful.
Know her. What's her name? Olivia?
Olivia.
What?
Not Olivia Jade. That's a different person. Yeah. Olivia Amato.
Olivia Amato.
Yeah.
Trust me, Omar. Check out. Look up Olivia.
Look her up on Instagram.
Look up
She's
Olivia
ridiculously
Amato.
Hot. Okay.
You'll go buy a Peloton immediately.
She walked in and they're like, you're hired.
Yeah.
She just like, I like bikes.
I don't even need the bike. They should sell DVDs of her talking. I would just buy those. Watch her. I'm telling you.
You could tell they spend way more money on her outfits, too.
Because
everybody else is like wearing the same thing. And she's like always in new shoes.
I'm shocked. She's wearing like a mesh tank top pedaling the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her yet, Omar?
Very attractive lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, very attractive.
She's
very
really
sporty.
Beautiful.
Well, let's focus on her personality, which is also awesome, by the way.
Allie, hi, I'm Olivia. Oh,
Allie's gonna
charismatic.
Allie's going to kick off the hour, as always, with her ADD news.
Yes. Earlier this week, we talked about Pigman, the man who received the heart of a pig in a historical, monumental transplant. Well, update, the guy's been canceled.
What?
We'll talk about his rise to fame.
No.
And his inevitable breakdown. PETA. What a week.
PETA shut him down.
No.
Nope. Get into it next. Hell yeah. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Let's figure out what's going on in the world and give you the shot at 100K for the way.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Oh, good. My least favorite part of the show. Wait,
hey.
Was that out loud? I can't figure out if I'm dreaming or awake really right now.
Okay. So earlier this week, we talked about the first man ever to receive the heart of a pig in a groundbreaking transplant that changed the world of medicine as we know it. Of course, this story has warmed and confused the hearts of all of us, but it just got a lot more complicated because people have been looking this guy up. And the guy who got the transplant sucks. His name is David Bennett, the humble handyman from Maryland, and he was arrested about 30 years ago because he stabbed a dude in a bar for flirting with his wife, stabbed the guy 7 times, and left him in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
That's
and
romantic.
Then did 10 years in prison for it.
Isn't that romantic, though?
Well, he was also supposed to pay the family millions of dollars for this horrible deed and then never paid them anything.
How can you pay out $1 million if you don't have $1 million, though?
Well, he was supposed to pay them, I think, a little over $3 million. And yes, he didn't pay them because he didn't have $3 million. But everyone's like, this man with the heart of gold or the heart of a pig, should we be rooting for this guy? And it brings up this whole question of like, well, does the moral of the person really matter?
No.
You're another name on a list. And do you get bumped down on the list for whatever reason? Say you're a bad person or you're a smoker, should you get a new lung? It's the whole Pandora's box now.
Omar, shouldn't we be using terrible people to do experiments on?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, why are you going to give the pig heart to a good person and maybe it fails? Let's test all this weird stuff out on all these guys that were stabby and terrible people, and then we know. Like, that's kind of cool. I'm a big fan of this move. Now, I know they didn't know going into it.
No, they just said this is the next person.
Like, was there a good person that was also waiting for the pig heart, or was this the only guy that stood up and was like, yeah, fine, whatever, I'll take the pig heart?
Well, I think he was on a list, but then didn't qualify to get a pig heart for some reason. So then they were like, hey, there's this experimental procedure. Would you be down for this? And he's like, yeah, I'm Dan Bennett.
There's a restaurant.
I do two things. I stab people and I get pig hearts.
Yeah, but listen, I feel differently because if you're an organ donor. We're all organ donors, right, on our driver's licenses?
Yes. I'm a donor.
Yeah, okay, I am as well. Now, do you think you get any sort of say as to who gets your stuff? Or, like, do you have any sort of caveat, like, in your will? Could you write something that's like, if I go down...
I want it to go to a gay person.
What, would you really say that? That's terrible. That's you being... You're being, what's the word?
What am I being?
You're being,
prejudice?
Straightophobic is what you're being. That's what you're being right now.
No, but you... I understand the idea of wanting to help a certain member of your community or a certain community that you identify with,
I don't know
right?
if you could pick who it would go to, but you could definitely say, I would love it to not go to, you know...
A serial killer.
Yeah, I'd feel terrible if, like, let's say I go down... They take my heart and they give it to a guy that's like a wife beater or something. I wouldn't want my heart going to a wife beater.
Right. But if you were, say, what if it was flipped? Like if you were a horrible person and you died and then your serial killer heart gets put into the heart of like an 8-year-old boy who has this whole life ahead of him.
That's interesting. And does he bring on any of that stuff with him?
Right.
Like all of a sudden he was like a nice boy until he got this serial killer's
right.
heart.
It's like suddenly I feel stabby.
That's why I like the idea.
I want to buy a van.
That's why I'm a fan of the pig parts, because the pigs, you know, you don't hear a lot of stories about, like, a pig was a real a-hole. You know, you don't hear stories about that.
They're just doing, I think that'd be a good thing for a pig,
they're
right?
They're just doing their pig things. So, I don't know. So what do they want to do? Take the heart back? They can't do that?
No. It's just everyone's mad because they don't like that this guy was a bad guy.
There's plenty of stuff to be mad about in the world. Let's not worry about pig man.
Yeah, actually, let's hate on this innocent little girl who claims she's made enough money to retire at the age of 15.
Such a bitch.
She's such a bitch. So, as you're driving to your job or logging into another company's Zoom, you can direct your attention to this adorable little girl who is already a millionaire. She's 10 years old, and she started making fidget toys for kids. You know those little, like, bottle pop things where it sort of looks like those bubble pop? Yeah, it's like...
Poppets.
Poppets. So she started making her own version of those and a bunch of other little things called... Her name's Pixie, so her company is called Pixie's Fidgets.
Wasn't she on Shark Tank, this girl?
I don't know if she was on Shark Tank, but she launched the company last year. And the
last
toys,
year?
Yeah, the toys sold out in 48 hours. She made $140,000 in the first month. And then she, like, branched out and started doing, like, Pixie's Bows, which is, like, hair care products. And now she has all of these different products for kids under her umbrella company. She's able to, like, if she keeps going in the next 5 years, she'll be able to retire.
Well, she was on Shark Tank, I think, this girl. I fast forward through the kids on Shark Tank because it makes me feel terrible about myself. Every time there's like a kid on there that's like,
when you go with like the guys who have almost lost everything, where they're like, I quit my job and I've put all of my life savings into this, and you're like, is he gonna lose it all? What's gonna happen?
I like the recovering alcoholic that's come up with a cooler, like a new way to keep beer cold. I'm like, that's my guy right there. I don't like all these just children full of hopes and dreams with their ideas making money.
I know. I really don't like any when they add kids to any competition show, like cooking or anything.
Well, especially
like
when
that.
They
I'm
win.
Like, I don't want to see little kids putting pressure on themselves.
It's not about them. I just go, this kid is so accomplished at 12 or, you know, 9 or whatever. They brought some kid
on.
Yeah, but
then it's like she had help. Like, she doesn't know
whatever.
How to freaking start a business.
You don't know that,
Allie.
Her name's
Allie. Pixie. She's 10.
You can learn anything these days, okay?
She's got a mom who knows how to do business.
Omar's kids run OnlyFans already. They're crushing. Is that true, Omar?
give out their name. Yeah, they're on there. They're showing it all, man.
Yeah. Okay. That's not what I was saying. That's
wow,
not what I meant.
Wow, wait a yes on that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, they're taking it all.
You're supposed to say no. Okay. You're supposed to come in here and stab me.
All right, when it comes to fast food chains, Taco Bell's usually been the bread and butter for when it comes to who to be mad at for getting rid of menu items, changing prices, etc. But in 2022, everyone's attention is shifting over to Domino's because they have announced they will be dropping the number of chicken wings in their $8 carryout deal.
First of all, their
order... From 10 wings to 8!
Yeah, they already screw you on. Everyone else agreed a dozen. You start wings, you get a dozen. That's it. That was universally accepted.
10 to 12. You can't do less than that. When you see 8, you're like, what am I going to do with this?
First of all, even the 10 is questionable because if you try to split that with someone else, 5 wings does nothing. That's not even that doesn't even put a dent in you.
No.
It takes 2 or 3 to even get in the rhythm. Then you got to go another 5, 6. Then you're ready to start eating wings.
But then sometimes at restaurants, like, they won't even tell you how many are in there. And you order it. You think by the price, like, okay, $15 for an appetizer of wings, you're going to get at least a dozen. And then they bring out, like, 6 and a cucumber, like a celery stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, what are we doing here?
Buffalo Wild Wings, which is, you know, all wings, that's all they do. You almost have to be like a beautiful mind to order there because the way they do it, they break it down. They've got this weird policy there.
I don't think it's hard to order.
It is hard. It is hard to order the wings because they do
it. What, do I have to be a genius?
Yeah, they do this thing, Allie, where you don't know because you don't go, but they do this thing where you can get them in 3, 6, 9, whatever the thing is, but you can only break down between sauces every 6 or every 3. It's a whole thing. I can't even figure it out.
Why can't you figure it out?
Someone call and defend me.
Anyone else confused by Buffalo Wild Wings?
It's an overcomplicated process. I'm just saying. They do it in such a way. But let's just all agree. Everyone got on board.
That's why you're not a 10-year-old millionaire.
That's why I'm not a 40-year-old millionaire either. We take a quick break. We'll be back. More show and your shot at 100K for the way after this.
Klein Alley Show. KROQ.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hell yeah, 106.7 K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show, and in a moment, you'll be hearing from our little buddy by the name of Cash Baby. Chance for you to call. Get in a guess. The weight of Alley's soon-to-be-born baby boy. 2 more chances to guess. Get those guesses locked in on the big board, and you could get yourself a shot at 100K for the way. Omar, I think we can all agree, as it pertains to Alley and her family, we all have a favorite relative, and it's not Alley.
Definitely not Allie.
It's Allie's hot sister.
That's
we tried
right.
to get in touch with your hot sister yesterday because you claim that your hot sister has news. Now, the last time we talked to your hot sister, if I remember correctly, you were being demoted at her wedding from maid of honor to usher to bag lady to...
You're cleaning up after the wedding.
Well, then we found out she wasn't even invited to the wedding because the wedding happened. She was.
Oh, that's right.
She was invited to a...
A reception, yeah.
Commitment, renewal or some crap like that.
Vow
renewal.
Yeah. Shut up. And then I really, like, I did have to help keep track of her bags, but I also, they did this whole thing with, like, disposable cameras, and I was in charge of keeping track of everyone's cameras.
So I can't wait to find out where this story goes.
I had to take pictures. I had to be like, are you done with that camera? All right.
Allie's hot sister. She's teeming with jealousy about the way that her sister, she seems to think, has everything kind of...
Well, she's always kind of just gotten, like, the world... has really done good things for my sister. Like,
right.
She was the one who went to, you know, didn't have to spend a lot of money on college, had no college debt, got a job right out of college that paid great.
Well,
like,
maybe
she's just always had a really easy life.
She's also very attractive, which is why she has her own theme song, too. I mean, let's have her.
She's Allie's sister, and she's hot, related to Allie, but Allie's not. They have the same mom, but a different mister. Here she
better intro.
Oh my God, it's the best. The best work Omar's ever done.
Thank
he doesn't
you.
Put this kind of thought or effort into your crap.
It's like Allie knows the news.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe to be happy.
Maybe she's got bad news.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Allie's hot sister.
Hello.
Oh, what's going on with your voice?
I'm sick right now.
Oh no.
Do you want to share the news that you texted me earlier?
I did test positive for COVID.
There you go.
For Omicron, I believe.
Well, the trendy one, of course. Of course you did.
You got the one that everyone else got.
She's not getting last season's
After
Delta.
All these years, COVID is finally cool.
Oh, man. That's a bummer to hear that, but are you having... oh, no. I hate to hear that.
Oh, my gosh. You really do sound sick. I haven't even talked to you on the phone.
She does
you haven't
have
answered
a,
my call.
She does kind of have a sexy sick voice, though.
No, I'm, like, actually sick.
What? So what symptoms do you have?
I have lost a couple pounds, which is cool, but other than that.
Oh, God. Allie, even your sister. You know, it's funny. Allie's doing the opposite. She's putting on a ton of weight right now.
I think I've put on like 60 pounds.
Allie weighs more than me right now.
Well, she's pregnant, so that's okay.
Well, where do you think you got COVID?
Oh, probably from hot yoga. It was either that or my hair appointment.
Okay.
Oh, God. She's so hot.
What other hot activities?
My hot yoga place isn't closed.
Is it regular yoga, but when you show up, it becomes hot yoga? Or is it just, it's actually one of those places where you do yoga in a steam room?
It's like a hot yoga studio.
Uh-huh.
It's like Bikram yoga, and then they do like HIIT and Pilates classes.
And hot people go there for free.
And yeah, everyone in there is super attractive, right?
Yeah, there's good looking people there.
Yeah, okay. And they give each other Omicron. That sounds so cool. Namaste to you.
So.
Omicron to you. She has COVID. Her symptom is that she's lost a few pounds. It's just unbelievable.
And now she's getting paid to quit her job.
Does food actually taste better to you with this strain? Are you the one person that you food tastes better than normal?
I mean, I didn't lose taste. So.
Unbelievable. Wow.
She still has great taste.
She still has amazing taste. All right. Good taste everything other than sisters, apparently. Interesting text that just came in. Is it any chance Allie's hot sister's faking COVID so she doesn't have to meet Allie's baby?
Hey!
I am not. I am happy to send you a picture of my test.
Well, you can't fake those. I'd rather see a picture of your hot yoga class if that's possible. That would be proof for us.
Are you going to come meet my baby?
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, like, when you're ready, yes.
We're thinking about giving you Allie's doula to take care of you with COVID, if that's okay. All right, well.
That would be nice.
It's always nice to check in with Allie's hot sister. Feel better. I'm really sorry. I did not know. I was taken off guard. I would have thought that they would have found that somehow you were immune to COVID. That would have been the news.
She's the cure.
Yeah, she's the cure for COVID. But apparently it can
She's
even,
the cure and I'm the bat that even, started it
yeah,
all.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. It's always nice to catch up with you. Feel better.
No problem. Thank you.
I'm going to send you soup. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay. Allie, give me her address.
Okay. I could use some soup. I don't have time to cook anything.
Quiet down there, Fatso. We're talking to your sister.
All right. Love you.
She's Allie's sister. And she's hot related to Allie.
I love you, Click.
But Allie's not. Right. They have the same mom, but a different mister. Here she is. It's Allie's hot sister. Hot.
Bam, bam.
Man, we should call her every day. Makes me so happy.
Even when she has COVID.
Here's the deal. You can battle Allie right now.
She's already
lost the family tree battle, but maybe you could beat her in a little game of Allie Knows the News. We'll get into that after this. You want to end? 800-520-1067. That's next right here on K-Rock.
Allie has swollen feet and milk-filled boobs. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
If that's not quality entertainment, I just don't know what is. Klein Alley Show, 106.7 K-Rock. We appreciate you.
We've got
lots of people that would like to... Allie, look at this. These are all people that want your money. These people have no problem taking $100 from a woman who's about to give birth. In fact, they relish in the opportunity to take you down.
Well, I would also like to know, you know, when I do eventually have to give someone $100, what they're going to spend it on, just because I am a saver. I like to save.
Let's go to Huntington Beach. People all over SoCal want in on this. Hello, welcome to Allie Knows the News. Who are you?
Kaylee,
hi there. What would you do with the $100 if you take it from Allie? I mean, this is not just like a random $100. You're taking $100 from someone that is so cheap that this will be like, this will set back her meal planning for months.
God, I don't know. I kind of feel bad just with the thought of taking it.
Yeah, but you'll still do it though.
Well, of course, but what's even worse is I'd probably spend it on something she can't have.
Oh, that's great.
Like alcohol?
Booze or sushi or small pants?
Small pants.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. All right, let's get
Socks.
Into it. It's time for Allie Knows the News. Here we go.
Allie Knows the News.
I hope you win, Kaylee. Allie is walking out of the studio. Grab your mask. There you go. She's dodging COVID like a ninja these days, but she can't move like a ninja. There she is. All right, she's out of the studio. Here we go. Hope you get these right. America's team no more. Turns out that this NFL team is America's favorite team to watch lose football games.
Not sure in that one.
Not, you're taking a pass. All right. Happy birthday, Mr. Foo Fighters, Mr. Nirvana, and Mr. Pretty Much Everything Else. This Foo Fighters frontman is celebrating a birthday today.
Dave Grohl.
All right. Lockdown. Moving on.
You need to buy a new phone with those $100.
Yeah, I know. $100. You got to go ahead and get yourself a proper burner phone. Jake Paul has been duped into spending $3.5 million on fake cards for this card game. Well, we may have to swap out. June was saying, of all of the possible people, you say pass on that one?
No.
Okay.
Pap.
Hold on.
Pabst?
I got to move. I got to go to another contestant. June, this was the pick for the best person?
Unfortunately.
All right. Let's go say hi to Angela. Hold on. I'm going to move on. I can't unfortunately hear you play the game properly because I need good reception. Angela, you're taking over this round of Ali Knows the News. You ready to go?
Thank God.
Here we go. Listen closely. That's
calm down, Ali.
All right, listen. Starting at the beginning again, Allie's going to be freaked out when she comes back in here. It's a totally different person battling her. Here we go. Question number one. America's team no more. Turns out that this NFL team is America's favorite team to watch lose.
I'm going to say Dallas Cowboys.
Happy birthday, Mr. Foo Fighters. Mr. Nirvana, Mr. Everything Else. This Foo Fighters frontman is celebrating a birthday today.
April.
Jake Paul has been duped into spending $3.5 million on fake cards for this collectible card game.
Pokemon?
A coalition of doctors and scientists are calling for Spotify to take action against their thick neck podcaster for spreading misinformation. What is the name of this podcaster?
Donald Trump.
And finally, the Rams are playing which team on Monday Night Football?
Cardinals.
All right, bring her in here. What a swap out. Pretty good. Good phone connection as well. I like that more than anything else. Allie, something happened while you were gone that's never happened before, and Allie knows the news. We had to swap out contestants.
What?
Because the first contestant, I could not even hear her answers. Her phone kept crapping out, so we made a move.
She could have bought a new phone.
She could have bought a new phone, but unfortunately we'll never get to the end of the game because I could not hear. So you're battling a whole new player right now that you didn't even say hi to before, but it doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and give Allie the questions, and hopefully we score this one in the proper way. Here we go. Allie.
Yeah.
America's team no more. Turns out that this NFL team is America's favorite team to watch lose. This is America's favorite team to watch lose.
America's team. It's got to be the Cowboys.
All right. She said, Angela said Cowboys. Allie says Cowboys. The correct answer is Cowboys.
Yeah.
People love watching the Cowboys lose. Ratings have proved it. We move on to question number two. Happy birthday, Mr. Foo Fighters, Mr. Nirvana, Mr. Pretty Much Everything Else. This Foo Fighters frontman is celebrating a birthday today.
Dave Grohl.
All right, that is Dave Grohl. Both said Dave Grohl. It's 2 points, Allie. 2 points, Angela. Moving on to question number three. Jake Paul has been duped into spending $3.5 million on fake cards from this collectible card game.
Pokemon.
All right. She said Pokemon. Allie said Pokemon. 3-3. Going into question number four. A coalition of doctors is calling for Spotify to take action against this thick neck podcaster for misinformation spreading.
It's Joe Rogan.
Okay. She guessed Donald Trump. Allie said
that's
Joe
also
Rogan.
A great guess,
correct answer.
Neck.
If you're going to go thick neck alone, I would say that Angela gets it. But it's actually Joe Rogan.
Yep. No.
270 doctors and scientists have all signed this to say, please take action. There's misinformation being spread at a rapid pace, which means we now go into the final question. Allie is up 4-3, and it goes down to this. The Rams will be playing which NFL team on Monday Night Football?
The Cardinals.
All right, with a pull. Angela, you stepped up like a real pro. You did it decent.
And then you lost a lady.
All right, calm down, Allie. Jesus.
All right, Kool-Aid man.
Okay. Damn, smack talk. What must you say before we say goodbye to you, Angela?
Allie knows the news again.
Klein, Allie, show.
Hell yeah.
Thank God it's Friday.
You know it. What's going on? It's Sweet Divots. Double Deuce is loose. A lot of people want stuff from us. What's that, Omar?
I was going to say dong dong.
Thank you. Thanks for getting
you
in.
Like gave up in the middle.
Greatly appreciate that. There he is. All right. Let's go ahead and give someone else the opportunity. 100K for the way. You got two more shots. One now and then one before we get out of here for the weekend. And that's that. Then Jaws of Life come in here and we pull this baby out of Allie, throw it on the scale, and boom, just like that, we find out if anyone gets themselves $100,000.
Jaws of Life or just some kitchen tongs.
Ah, kitchen tongs, you say? Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. Let's say hi to Daniel. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. You are caller 20, which means you have that shot to throw a weight at us. And if that happens to be the weight of Allie's baby, when we find out together, you could win yourself $100,000. What's your guess?
I'm going to go with 7 pounds, 13 ounces.
There's no way that's still available. I feel like all the sevens are gone. I thought so, too. I thought all the sevens are gone, all the eights are gone, all the sixes are gone.
But no, it's 713
is available still?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how that slid through.
Lucky number 13. All right, hold on 1 second. 713 belongs to you, Daniel, and keep listening. We appreciate you. And if Allie gives birth and that baby is exactly 7 pounds, 13 ounces, well, then you have the shot at $100,000. What an hour we have planned for you, believe it or not. We actually put some thought into it, and we will tell you all about it. But first, Allie will kick things off with her ADD news. What's going on in the world?
Yes, experts are saying this is the new thing that you should be doing to have more sex in your relationship. And I know it's something that you have been doing on a regular basis, Klein. Oh. I don't think it's led to more sex for you, but
definitely
that
not.
Could be for others.
All right. Can't wait to find out what that's about.
That's good, dude.
Do the opposite of what I've been doing. Should work for you. We'll get into that with your ADD news after Sublime on K-Rock. Are you serious? Today? Oh, unbelievable.
Don't you love the Friday, hey, let's have a meeting, quick meeting?
Did you get that, Omar?
Email?
Wait.
No, he's not on it.
So lucky.
Suckers.
I'm looping you into it. I didn't get it yet. Was it a text or an email?
Email.
Forget that. I'm not even looking
Omar,
at it.
Omar, how great was it, though, to see Klein leading a PowerPoint presentation yesterday?
He did really
yesterday.
Good.
106.7 K-Rock.
Klein saying, next slide, please.
That was my idea of hell.
And he was making fun of our bald sales manager.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I did start attacking people. Listen, I hated that, but you know what I hate even more than that? Allie claims that we just got a pop-up Friday meeting. Mm-hmm. A pop-up Friday meeting after the show. Try to get a car, drive to Vegas. I got to go to a stupid meeting.
But it just, that this is what he does. He just says quick chat.
Quick chat.
It's not a quick chat. It's never a quick chat. God.
Can we say unsubscribe?
Can I use my pregnancy excuse for the both of us?
Yeah. Tell her.
Should we just say that I'm in labor?
Tell him I'm delivering your baby.
Okay, and then we can do like false alarm later.
And I'm videotaping it.
Okay. No more videotaping.
We're all busy.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to write all this to
you. Okay. We can't. I'm sorry. We can't do it. All right.
I'm in labor. Omar filming.
You know where to find me.
Not after the show on Friday. We don't know where to find you. That's it's so annoying. Quick chat.
Quick chat.
Quick chat.
Oh, sorry. Quick minute. To call me.
Quick minute. You know what quick minute means? It means under. A quick minute is 30 seconds. That's what quick minute means.
If anyone knows about a quick minute, it's you.
I'll tell you. When I say let's make passionate love all night, that's a quick minute. All right? I know quick minutes. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Now I'm fired up.
Are we going to get into ADD news?
No, we're not. Aaron, you're on the phone. 800-520-1067. Okay. Hello. Make this call.
Hello, Aaron.
A quick minute, please. A quick minute.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
And Klein.
Wow. Well,
how are y'all today?
Well, are you off today?
Am I off today? Yes.
Oh, cool.
June wanted me to play Beat Your Boss, but I'm my own boss, and I'm already off today.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well, you don't need the day off. Great, even better. What can we do for you?
Well, I really just wanted to call and wish Allie well wishes.
Thank you.
I was really hoping that your baby was going to be born on my birthday, but I hope you already have him because, our little Jade will be one on January 30th. So I really hope that you don't go a week over.
I hope she does. That thing will be 15 pounds, and we can hold on to $100,000 for ourselves, spend it ourselves. Thank you. Well, thank you. Appreciate you calling, Aaron. Appreciate you listening to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Let's get into your ADD news now, okay?
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news. Here's Cheapo.
So it's not like I enjoy Logan Paul in any way, shape, or form, but the man has admitted to doing something that's not easy to admit to. He has admitted to spending more than $3 million on Pokemon cards, which is embarrassing in and of itself.
He didn't admit. But once again, he didn't admit to it.
Yeah, he did. He made a whole video about it.
He got called out by the internet. The internet sleuth saw.
You don't think that was planned for attention?
No. No, I don't. He got called out because he was bragging that he spent $3.5 million
on Pokemon cards.
And people
one of the packs was supposed to be worth $2.3 million, right. And then it ended up being worth $350.
No, they weren't Pokemon cards in there at all. It was filled with G.I. Joe cards. I'm saying that the box itself was worth nothing. But apparently it was internet sleuths that were like, hey, looking at it, and they go, this is not an unsealed box of Pokemon cards, dude. And then he got pressured by the general public into opening it up, only to realize that he was indeed duped and spent $3.5 million.
So do you think that that's the most embarrassing thing to buy that ends up being fake?
No.
Like if you buy a Rolex or a bag or whatever that ends up being fake, it's like at least you still have a nice bag that you can use that kind of looks almost real. Like if you spent $3 million on Pokemon cards in the first place is an embarrassment.
Yes, I agree. I think what's more embarrassing, getting $3.5 million of real Pokemon cards? Or $3.5 million of fake ones. Fake ones actually less embarrassing.
I think so, too. I actually want to get a look at those G.I. Joe cards.
Yeah, Allie would buy those from you.
I love G.I. Joe.
For like $50.
I still have Pokemon cards. You guys are crazy.
Yeah, but June.
Well, people go crazy over them. I get it.
What is the value of the, what is the most valuable one that you have?
Oh, I don't know, because I've had them since I was little, unopened, in my garage.
I'll buy them all from you right now for $50.
No.
$100.
No.
$250, that's it.
No.
And by the way, it could be worth nothing.
No.
Logan Paul will give you $3.5 million worth of it.
Would you take $3.5 million? What is the number? I'm being serious now, June. You have unopened Pokemon cards in your garage.
Yes.
How many packs?
Probably like 10 or 11. Wow. But then I also have a binder full of cards that are open just in like plastic seals.
Any Squirtles?
Probably. I'm sure.
All right.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
I could say it, Allie. Don't you worry. I can't do it, but
I can
say it.
You can't talk about my birth like that.
All right. I'm being serious right now. Give me the number.
I don't know. I'd have to look at that.
No, just right now.
I have an emotional attachment to that.
Don't do it, June, because this is what happened to me when I was a kid. I collected baseball cards, and I didn't know what I was collecting, and then I sold that crap, the whole book, for 35 cents at a garage sale, and it probably could have been worth millions of dollars by now.
She is cheap alley right there. Oh, 35, quarter? All right. 36. Okay,
yeah. Okay, fine. Deal.
June, $1,000, and I don't know what you have.
No.
Interesting. Wow. She's really playing hardball.
Well, yeah, because people spend a crap load of money. They were brawling over this stuff. They had to stop selling them at like Walmart and Target and stuff because people were brawling in the aisles.
Here's what's funny about this show is that Omar is kind of old school wealthy. Like he invested in
property. He's old money.
I work for my money.
No. Whatever. Work. I mean, what is this job? Work, really? I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
Oh, it's work.
Yeah. Okay.
It's work.
But, Omar bought invested in properties. And yeah. June's all like, she's all Pokemon cards and Dogecoin.
Yeah.
And like she's all this news. She's probably got real estate in the metaverse already.
And
sitting
you
there
and
waiting
I are
for.
Just idiots.
And we're just sitting here, not old school or new school money. We are current school debt.
NFT.
We're just offering people money for their stupid stuff.
That's right.
And getting turned down. Okay, there has been a breakthrough discovery made in the world of space. And I know a lot of space discoveries of late haven't seemed positive. It's been mainly asteroids and stuff. But now they've discovered, for the first time ever, a planet that is shaped like a potato. Every planet that they've discovered so far has been round. It's been spherical for reasons I don't understand. But this one is different, and apparently it's a huge deal. The planet is called WASP-103, and it's located about 1,500 light years away from Earth, which I know doesn't seem very accessible to us just yet. But if we're going to ruin a new planet, wouldn't a planet shaped like a potato just be so... Like, it has humans written all over it. It's already shaped fat.
Yeah. You're saying that's where we moved to?
Yeah.
The potato planet?
The potato planet. It's like, I mean, and then you get the whole other argument about flat earth versus round earth versus potato earth. I mean, it's just a whole, it's all, a whole thing.
I don't want to sound like the buzzkill here, but aren't all planets kind of shaped potato-ish?
No, they're circles.
Not really, though.
Yeah, they are. Mm. Is that what you believe? Is that the planet is shaped like a potato?
I think they're all round, dude.
Yeah, but I've gotten
what do you mean?
Yeah,
potatoes.
They're round, man.
I've gotten potatoes that are round before as well. Those exist.
Not potato chips.
No, I'm oh, we're not talking about potato chips? No, excuse me. I take it back.
Are we talking about Pringles?
No, they have potatoes that are round. They have a lot of potatoes that are round.
Are you talking about fingerling potatoes?
No.
Like
don't bring your weird
spheres?
Lesbian sex into this, Allie. Jesus Christ.
I want to move to the fingerling planet.
Send Allie over to fingerling.
Don't it's mind just a bunch of women
don't
with a million
mind if
fingers.
I do.
Welcome. All right. There is a new sleep habit that sexperts are saying is helping relationships. And
hold on 1 second. David?
Oh.
Hey.
You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, so unopened Pokemon cards can go up to 400,000.
Yeah, but June doesn't know what she has in her garage. She doesn't
know I have unopened packs, yeah,
sure. But, dude, David, are you a collector?
Yeah.
Okay. She doesn't even know she has any Squirtles.
Oh, my God.
See?
Those are also in the Fingerling planet, by the
way. Yeah, I bet that's what happens there. So you're saying June should not sell her her unopened packs to me for $1,000?
Oh, that's what to hurt.
I wouldn't. Okay. How much, what value do you, what is your net worth in Pokemon right now, David?
$50,000.
Woo!
Whoa!
You could turn whatever you have right now into $50,000 cash.
I have it in my bank.
Why don't you just beat him up and take him?
Yeah, let's meet at the corner at 3, all right?
You bring a briefcase. All right. The answer is sleeping in separate beds. That is what the experts are saying is going to improve your sex life in your relationship because you're going to be getting better sleeping separately from the person, and you'll miss the person. So you just basically are going over for little booty calls at night, and then you do your thing, you cuddle, and then you go your separate ways. I know others have called it sleep divorce, but just sleeping in separate beds and bedrooms in general is becoming more and more accepted, and they're saying it is the answer to having more sex and better sex.
Well, I know there's one couple I know that is having a great sex life right now, and I think this is the reason why. And take a listen to how happy they sound.
Hey, Garth, you know where to find me.
See that? Those guys great sex life right there. In the other bedroom is the answer. We take a quick break. When we get back, though, more shots. One more shot. Your last opportunity. 100K for the way. Guess the weight of Allie's baby. Get yourself $100,000. It is going to be a very exciting conclusion with the final guest. And if you're exactly right, you have that shot at 100K. We'll do that after this.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 K-Rock. Klein Alley Show. Hopefully you're listening for Cash Baby, your final shot to go ahead and get that guess in. Could be worth $100,000. Love the interaction. You can always call us. We're here for you. 800-520-1067. Hello.
Hi, this is Tanaya.
Tanaya, what's up? You're on with Klein Alley Show, K-Rock. What can we do for you?
Well, you guys were talking about the gentleman who got the pig heart, and I've actually worked in the field of organ donation for 20 years, and you guys had some questions. I thought I could answer them for you.
Wow. Are you made up of different organs, or are you all your original parts?
Oh, I'm all my original parts.
Okay, first of all, the guy's got a pig heart. People are upset about it. When you donate organs, like we're all organ donors technically, do we get to pick who the organs go to? No.
Here's the thing. You can pick if you know the exact person. So, for instance, if I died and my cousin was waiting for a heart, my family could direct the donation to my cousin.
Mm.
So you can't do a directed donation to an individual. Now, that person would have to be on the waiting list.
Yeah.
And they would have to be the same blood type. And they would have to be approximately the same height and weight. So there are still criteria, but you can direct the donation to an individual, especially someone you know. But you can't direct it to like a group of people.
What if I said no gingers, no redheads get my parts?
Right. No, we're not doing that for you.
Now, if your name is on a list and you tip the guy, do you get higher up on the list?
That's a bribe.
Oh.
If you bribe them, if you give some money going in the situation, no. Money doesn't actually make an impact on the waiting list.
Good.
Once you're on the waiting list, you know, it's like the people don't know who that next person is. You're really just a number. And it really depends who gets the next organ. Really depends on who dies.
Well, at restaurants, you want a table and they go, you want smoking, non-smoking, first available, indoor, outdoor. It, with the pig parts now being available, could I pick, if I'm on the list, could I take human, pig, or first available?
Well, the great thing about the pig parts that is going to be like really revolutionary is they're going to be able to genetically modify the pig parts so they match the recipients.
When it comes to the donors, can you like meet the family of the donor or something? Like, can you eventually meet them and be like, I have your son's eyes?
Yes, and you probably have seen like Facebook videos of the mom listening to the heart of her child who's in another child. It's a very emotional video for the
first time. I want to meet the pig's family.
Oh, yeah, the pig's family. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Hello, you. You're next.
That would be a good first-time meeting. That would be,
a great Facebook video, too. Yeah,
there's viral video for you.
A little confusing for the pig.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for what you do, and we appreciate the information. Thanks for setting
us
straight.
Thank you guys for being donors. I was so excited.
Yeah.
You guys rocked. Thank you so much for helping me save lives.
Do you think anyone would actually want my parts?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, never rule yourself out. We'll take something.
Like my wife always tells me, you're worth more dead than alive. She says that to me.
Oh, gosh.
Get back here. Get back here. Allie was testing to make sure the scale works in here.
I think it's very breakable.
Well,
it's glass.
Everything looks breakable for you. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Allie Show. We're about to welcome
into
Pound Town right now. Weight does matter. I think maybe for legal reasons, Allie, we may have to get the final guess of your baby's weight before you get on the scale.
Really?
I think so.
You think that there's a problem?
I didn't look at all that fine print. The lawyer sent us a ton of crap about this, and they're like, make sure you don't blow it.
Any hints?
And I could feel like this company's so effed up in so many ways that I could see like you getting on the scale right now, and I was saying your weight, and then they go, The whole 100K for the way is null and void now because
the
of
baby weighs 75 pounds.
Right, so I'm not. I think we will do Pound Town. Omar, you want to come in here and get your weight out of the way?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, well, right now.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just do this. We'll take the break. We'll come back.
Okay. So indecisive.
Let me get. Let's get the final Cash Baby on there. Let's do that. Where's Cash Baby? If we can get Cash Baby to make Allie, you're gonna have to punch Cash Baby again. Once we get Cash Baby up and running, you call us up and you get yourself the shot. The last guess. This is a big one, too. The final guess is a really important one because it means that all of the good ones have been taken and you're pretty much stuck with a weight. But if it happens to be the right one, it's like almost it was meant to be. That's all I'm saying.
Cash Baby.
800-520-1067. Caller 20. You get the final guess. And we figure out.
We made it.
We made it. Well, not yet. I mean, we thought you were going to give birth at any moment now. So if hopefully Allie doesn't give birth during this commercial break. But when we get back, we'll get that final guess on the air. And then Allie and Omar can hop on the scale for Pound Town. So we got lots to get to before we get out of here for the weekend. Go nowhere. The show continues after this.
Klein. Allie. Show.
KROQ. 106.7 K-Rock. Hello.
Hi, Natalia.
No, my name's Klein. Did you call me Natalia?
No, I'm Natalia. Hi, Klein.
Oh, that's Allie, not Natalia.
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
No, she's Natalia.
Oh.
Wait, who am I again?
You're Klein.
Congratulations, you're caller 20.
Oh, my God, I love it.
She was talking to me. Go ahead. What is your guess? You are the. By the way, just want to point this out. This is the final guess right here. This is the last one, okay? And not that we want to give you a reason to turn the radio or turn us off. There's still more things to give you. In fact, I'm going to give the next person that didn't get through $100 worth of free tacos.
Whoa.
I feel like it's the least we can do. But what is your guess, Natalia?
Okay, this is the right guess. It's 9 pounds, 1 ounce.
Oh, man, you sound so confident.
9-1 would be awesome for everyone except for Allie. And that's fine. We're okay with that. Let's go ahead and put you on the big board. Let me just check and make sure. I'm looking at all the sevens, all the eights, a couple of nines. Someone went 10. I think we have a 10-pound guest, don't we?
We have a couple of 10-pounders.
9-1 is still available. Congratulations, Natalia. It's all yours.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you, too. Hopefully, you are right, and you remember us when you get that big, fat check for $100,000. And now, Let's say hi to caller 21, because I did promise that I would give a consolation prize. Hello, Jamie?
Hello.
Hi. Yes. I'm sorry that, unfortunately, all of the guesses for Allie's baby off the board. How would you like the consolation prize to the tune of $100 worth of free tacos from our friends at Del Taco?
I will take it. I love tacos.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah. The new Del Taco 20 under $2 value menu is packed with craveable options, including tacos, burritos, nachos, snacks, treats, drinks, and shakes. Try them all at local Del Tacos, and you just got $100 to spend there. So thank you for that. And
eat them responsibly.
And now that, don't do what I did. I'm just letting you know, if you're new to just joining us this morning, yesterday I smashed into another car while attempting to eat a fallen burrito that was on my seatbelt by just tilting my head and sticking my tongue out and trying to lick it off the top of the seatbelt.
Which I would imagine licking a seatbelt is one of the dirtiest things in the car.
Don't judge me at this point for that, of all the things. I mean, no one even pointed out the fact Klein responsible wearing a seatbelt. Huh? Let's look at the silver lining there.
No one's going to give you props for wearing your seatbelt.
Why not?
Because it's what everybody should be doing always.
Yeah, you're right, Allie, but I'm just saying, I was wearing the seatbelt. The seatbelt actually saved my shirt, because it was not for the seatbelt.
You would have had to lick your shirt.
I would have had to have, I would have ruined a shirt with guacamole and chicken, so thank you. Where's that billboard?
Seatbelt people?
Yeah.
Why aren't you using that in your marketing campaign?
Oh, that's saving lives, but think about all the shirts that have been saved from dripping guacamole. You're not even talking about that. You should be.
Wake up!
Now that we've gotten the weight, the guesses out of the way for Allie's unborn baby, we can hop on the scale ourselves, and we'll do the final trip to Pound Town, which is coming up in just a moment. You know, after the show...
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you're going to try to lose a few?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Is the double deuce loose?
Jury's out on it.
Oh, really? Do you need me to get on that Verve song?
At this point, can you not tell what's happening down there? Like,
I don't think she
knows. No, I don't know what's going on. Maybe I feel like two. I'm just going to lose bowel control.
You're going to S the bed when you give birth.
Probably, wow. Omar.
You got to start eating in a way that prepares your body for that to not happen. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be avoiding things now.
Like burritos?
I think starting now, you got, like, because this could... You're due like next week, right? Like officially, aren't you due real soon?
Yeah, 9 days. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're on. It's full on go time now. Go bag packed, and you got to stop eating.
It's not only packed; it's in the car.
Didn't you eat Chipotle yesterday too?
Uh huh.
Yeah, you got to cut that out immediately.
Really? So what should I eat?
Well, listen. If you eat Chipotle and then all of a sudden your water breaks, you're 100% S in the table. Yeah. You are 100% crapping all over the table. Like, what are you doing?
I can't make decisions just based on what I'm going to crap out on the table.
Of course, that's the only. If I was in your shoes right now, every decision I made would
be
based on that.
You wouldn't be able to fit
that. In
my shoes.
That's so true. That is unfortunate and true. We'll take the break. We'll be right back and take you to Pound Town before we get out of here for the weekend.
Klein Alley Show.
Klein Alley Show, and Omar is actually in the studio, which is so rare. Omar, nice to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Before we hop on the scale and take you to Pound Town, this is exciting because we talk about a lot of stuff on the show, and you never know what things turn into anything and what things do not. And something that we brought up to you as a side hustle, I think it was like last week maybe, June was so impressed by this possible opportunity. Because, you know, her side hustles usually involve selling her feet, pictures of her feet.
Selling her feet. She can only do that once, my friend.
June, would you like to share the big news with everyone right now?
Yeah, I'm working at the Super Bowl.
What?
June got selected. We talked about it as a side hustle. They were going to be hiring, I think, like 500 people in SoCal to help with the halftime show specifically. And June, you know, heard us talking about it on the air and was posting the details. She's like, this is a way better gig. And I guess she just got the heads up today that, what, they picked you?
Yeah.
So you're going to be performing with Dr. Dre, right? Is that how it works?
Exactly. I'm going to be up there on stage.
Nice.
Did they tell you what you're going to be doing?
I know I'm working the halftime show. It's a lot of, like, the PA stuff, production assistant stuff.
So what is you'll be...
Like holding a strobe light?
Sort of.
That's
like
a cool gig.
Helping build the stage out, helping tear a stage down.
But here's the thing. If you get inside information, because you'll probably be doing rehearsals and stuff, like you'll learn what songs they're going to sing, what order it's going to go, what surprise can't, like who's randomly coming out, like, you know, all
even
of a sudden.
Even what color the Gatorade's going to be?
She won't get the Gatorade. Well, you know what?
If you could see them fill it up and stuff?
If you could walk away from the halftime thing you're supposed to do and look in the coolers, that could help me place a bet, and I'll cut you in.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
But you will you give us intel, or do you have to? Is there like a? Do you have to sign one of those NDAs?
I have to sign an NDA.
Oh, stupid!
Maybe we can make her sign something first that makes that NDA
the
not. Yeah.
Anti-NDA.
Yeah, anti-NDA.
Anything you sign from here on out is null and void.
All right. Well, so that's exciting. Congrats on the gig.
Thanks.
So anyway, yeah, a lot of people actually that were listening that day said that they applied because they thought it'd be cool to go over SoFi and be a part of the Super Bowl festivities.
Yeah, even so if you got accepted and see June, say hi.
Yeah, June will be there running around. Don't get in her way. She powerlifts. I bet you that helped get you the job. Did you say that on your resume that you powerlift?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
June
carrying the stage by herself.
It may not be 500 people. It may just be June moving the whole stage. She watch this girl lift Dr. Dre onto the stage.
Cool.
All right, well, congrats,
June. I'd watch that.
That's a big moment, all right? We're going to hop on the scale in here as soon as we're done with this My Chem song, and then we'll figure out who put on the most weight and who lost. When we started this thing, Omar was 215 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Allie was 147 pounds. That was probably 6 months ago. Allie
yeah,
is now...
Yeah, that was when I was already 3 or 4 months pregnant.
But you weren't
point.
Showing at that point.
No.
I mean, your ass looked big, but we didn't want to say
I think you guys were
anything.
Talking about me gaining weight, right. But yeah, not
behind your back.
In a way. Yeah.
Omar wanted
behind
to
your fat back.
Wanted to better. So we talk behind your back then. We will get into the final way of Pound Town and then wrap up the show and get into the weekend after this. 106.7, K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, about to get into the weekend. If you're having a long weekend, good for you. Enjoy it. If you're going to be in Vegas, hit me up.
So you're definitely going.
You're like shaming me, so I don't even want to talk about it. But my plan is to drive there eventually at some point today. That's my plan.
Okay.
Omar.
Yeah. At what point are you planning on getting COVID?
probably Barstow.
Are you going to do that on Saturday, or are you going to do that on Sunday on the drive-out?
But I'm driving through Barstow. I'm going to stop and
okay.
get COVID.
All right. That's a good plan.
My plan is to not get COVID is the plan, guys.
Can I get some Gatorade and some donuts and some COVID?
It's impossible at this point.
It's not impossible.
I feel like if you go anywhere, you're just going to... It's 100%
yeah,
chance of you getting it.
Yeah, for sure.
I could go to Trader Joe's and get it, and you wouldn't shame
so
me
I might
for
as
going
well
to
go to a really noisy, crowded casino.
Yeah, that's right.
Up those chances, yeah. baby.
I don't think the noise has anything to do with COVID, Allie. That's just you being like an angry pregnant woman. All right, let's get on the scale. Omar, you want to do it first?
Sure.
All right, Omar Khan, Pound Town. That's what we call it. We've been doing this thing shockingly for 6 months now. Omar just took his shoes off. He's made his way over here. He started this thing at 215. He was going to try to lose. I just saw the number. It's not good. I mean, he's up from last week even.
Really?
But yeah. I'm still down. Overall.
I mean, you're down.
Down from your original?
Are yeah. you down? What are you down? A pound overall?
2 pounds.
2 pounds.
Well, yeah, baby.
Are you 213?
213.
So hold on. Right. We started doing this in August.
Yeah.
So in the last 5 to 6 months, you have lost 2 pounds.
You know, I fluctuated.
All right. Well, all of this to pretty much get right back to where we started. All right.
Okay. I can't believe I'm about to do this.
Get Allie in here, please. This is the big one now. This is the only one that matters. All right. Here she comes. All right. She's making her way over here now. This is exciting, I'm sure. Allie started this thing barely pregnant at 147. When I first met Allie, she was probably 215 easy.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, well, whatever. You've lost a lot of weight. You worked hard at it. Oh, boy. Allie definitely weighs more than me. Allie, congratulations. Her last weight was 184.6. This is a big one. This is a big one, guys. Anyone who guessed Allie's baby's going to weigh 10 pounds plus, I feel good about you. Allie's current weight, right? Do you want to say the number or should I?
Just say it.
191.4.
Wow.
She has done it. That's unbelievable.
You've never been happier. I do think you and I are the same weight.
You know what?
Because last time you got weight, it was like 193.
Yeah.
The double deuce is loose. Allie's almost at that double deuce. That's very exciting for all parties involved. We're going to get out of here, leave you in the very capable hands of Nicole Alvarez, and then...
5 o'clock, you get a commercial-free hour of KROQ. That's a random act of helpfulness from your helpful SoCal Honda dealers. And Klein, good news... The text line just got back up.
Perfect. All right, great. Well, we missed you.
So text Nicole.
Text away. Text Nicole and tell her we said hi, all right? We're going to get out of here. Have a great weekend. Try to avoid COVID if you can, if you have it. Rest easy, and we'll be back again next week right here on K-Rock. They say good things must come to an end, which is why we cannot quite figure out why this podcast ended today, but it's over.
And you know what? You can brag to your friends that you finished a podcast, because no one has ever done that before.
No, you're the first ones ever, so I'm pretty sure we're the only ones in the podcast game. Thanks for checking out the show. You know, this is also a live radio show, that's right.
And follow us on social media, because you're nothing without your followers. That's what they say, at Klein Alley Show.
Or look for us under our alter ego, Joe Rogan. Wait a minute, that guy's got too many followers. Nope, that's okay. Find us at Klein Alley Show. And thanks again for checking out the podcast. Subscribe, leave a comment, it means the world to us. And we'll do it again tomorrow, unless it's a Friday, in which case, thank God it's Friday.
But it could be a Wednesday.
Oh, fuck you, Wednesday.
Ooh, we can say fuck now. Fuck, 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 fuck.
This podcast is now considered mature.
Cool.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.